Guys, you want to pray for a minute before I go over there to preach? Did he say no? Did you say no?
So let's go.
Oh, I thought you said no.
I never said no to prayer.
Oh, Father, we are so grateful that you brought us out here today, Lord. We are so very thankful that you gave Brandon the presence of mind to go back in to get his friend, and that you brought her out and that she did not kill her baby. Father, we do thank you for the presence of the 50 or 60 Roman Catholics who are out here for the very simple reason that their presence may have turned away people because they're out here in mass. And Lord, we don't care what you use for your glory to stop abortion. And we praise you and we thank you.
Yes.
Father, I pray now that you would give me courage and compassion and love as I go down to preach in front of the lobby windows. Lord, please, you know my heart, and I want my heart not to be to simply antagonize those who are down there who do not know you, but Father, to cry out and to plead and to proclaim the gospel to those in the lobby of that abortuary, Father, that more would come out. Lord, that you would affect everyone in that place of death by the preaching of your gospel, and for your glory you would turn them from their sin, and by faith and by faith alone, Lord, that they would receive you as their Lord and their Savior. And not only them in the abortuary, Father, but those in the other 19 businesses. And again, we thank you for letting us know Saturday, Lord, that they can in fact hear us throughout the building. So Lord, please give me the voice. Help me to raise my voice. Help me to raise it in such a way where I don't sound like I'm screaming, where I could still convey the emotion and compassion and pleading in my voice, Father. Lord God, please use me and Fran and Don and Stephen for your glory.
Yes.
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. All right, we ought to pick up our stuff. If there's time remaining, we'll come back down. But
oh, we're going down here?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That way you can pray. You pray while I'm preaching.
We'll be able to hear.
Oh, you guys are going to stay here?
We'll man the spot.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
We'll be able to hear you. We'll be able to hear you from the
lobby. Any particular scripture been on your heart this morning that you've been reading?
Well, yes. You know how Jesus grows up? I've been reading A.W. Pink, Gospel of John.
Yeah.
It just brings me again. I'm telling you, I just know how Jesus rose up from the suffering. And the suffering, when Jesus rose, he was a signal of his resurrection. And then he went and washed all of his disciples' feet. And he was saying how he took him over to the end of him. We are every bit clean, completely clean. But he washed his feet, the word of God. And the Lord Jesus washed his feet, washed their feet, and he does the same for us as we walk through this dirty world. But we're complete in him, we're always complete in him. Just bless me, I can't even say it right now. But she's so beautiful. And so what was that, John 13?
John 13, yeah. To those of you inside the abortion clinic today, my friend Fran and I are here to bring you good news. It is the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The only good news that can save you. Salvation by the grace of God alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone. And just as Jesus came not to be served, but to serve others, my friend Fran and I are here today to serve you. To serve you by bringing you this good news. Listen to what the Word of God says in the Gospel of John, chapter 13. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper,
when the devil had already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments. And taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Then Jesus said to him, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you." For he knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, "Not all of you are clean." When he washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, the Lord, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you also should do just as I have done to you." My friend Fran and I are here today to wash your feet. And we want to wash your feet with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we are here today because you know what you are about to do is wrong. You know it is wrong to murder your child. God has blessed you with a precious gift. He has called you to be the mother of this child. He has chosen you among every other woman to be the mother of the baby that you carry in your womb. That is a blessed gift from God. But yet today, you are in this place of death to throw away the most precious physical gift God can ever give you, to carry a child in your womb. And my friends, you need to understand that God sees abortion as murder. God sees hatred as murder. And no murderer will enter in to the kingdom of heaven. Because God is good, because he is holy and righteous and just, he must punish sin. And not only the sin of murder, but of lying, of stealing, of adultery, of the heart, fornication, idolatry, worshiping false gods, coveting, not being satisfied with the God of all creation who has given you good things. My friends, you know it's wrong to lie because you know that God is truth. You know it's wrong to murder and to steal because you know that God is love. You know it's wrong to commit idolatry and to take God's name in vain because you know that God is holy. You know it's wrong to commit adultery and to fornicate because you know that God is faithful. And that's why the Word of God is true when it says that we are all without excuse. None of us will stand before God and claim either innocence or ignorance. Because God is good, He must punish your sin. And that punishment is eternity in hell. My friend, Fran and I do not want you to perish in your sin. We care about you. We love you. And we want to wash your feet. We want to serve you. We want to serve you by helping you to give your child for adoption if you feel you cannot raise your child. We want to wash your feet by providing for you financially, physically, emotionally, as you carry this beautiful child. We want to serve you. We want to love you and your baby. But we cannot wash your feet. We cannot care for you unless you let us. The Apostle Peter said to Jesus, "I will not let you wash my feet." And Jesus said to him, "Unless I wash you, you have no part in me." And the same is true about your soul today. If Jesus Christ does not wash you of your sin and make you clean, you have no part in Him. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And this is how Jesus washes the souls of people. 2,000 years ago, God the Father sent His Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ, fully God and fully man and without sin. He never once violated the law of God. He was and He is and He always will be the sinless Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world. He voluntarily went to the cross. He shed His innocent blood. And the Word of God says that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness for sins. The only way you can be forgiven for the blood that you seek to shed today is if you are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. He voluntarily went to the cross. He suffered and died a horrible, bloody death he did not deserve. Just as your baby will suffer if you murder your child today. He took upon himself the punishment we rightly deserve for our sins against God. And then 3 days later, he forever defeated sin and death when he rose from the grave. He is alive today. He no longer hangs on the cross. He no longer sacrifices for sin. For he said with his last breath, "It is finished." What God commands of you and all people everywhere is that you repent, that you turn from your sin, and by faith alone, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Your good deeds cannot save you. Your penance cannot save you. Your religion cannot save you. Only Christ can save you. And Jesus Christ spiritually washes everyone he saves. And he removes their sin as far as the east is from the west. And he remembers them no more. You do not have to pray to a priest to have your sins forgiven. You do not need the approval of man or a church to have your sins forgiven. Turn from your sin and by faith alone receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, and He will forgive you, and He will give you a new heart, and you will love Christ, and you will love the child in your womb. And you will not seek to murder your baby. Please, hear what I'm saying. This is a message of love. There is no greater love than one who lays his life down for his friends. And that's what Jesus did on the cross. Come out. Come to the back door. And we will help you. We will wash your feet. We will care for you and your baby. We will protect you from any man who would coerce you to kill your child. We will love you. We will love your child. We will care for you, and we will show you how you can receive forgiveness and grace and mercy and everlasting life in Jesus Christ the Lord. Come down. Come out the back door. Talk to us. Let us care for you in Jesus' name.
Jesus.